We know UNC is aiming to curb the spread of COVID-19 through several methods on campus this fall. Of course, free COVID-19 testing is available to the campus community all weekdays, and masking is in place for all indoor spaces. But an exception to that masking policy is when eating or drinking, which makes it difficult to properly space out in places like dining halls and gathering places where people are eating food. But UNC just introduced some additional options on campus to try and help with that, some alternative places to eat meals and alternative meals themselves. Joining me on the phone to share some details about this is Scott Myers. He's the director of auxiliary services at Carolina, which is what Carolina Dining Services falls under, and he joins me over the phone. Scott, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
Great. It's my pleasure.
So,
thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what changes can people on UNC campus see when it comes to dining areas?
Well, I think you mentioned it in your intro. The first thing that people are reminded of is they need to wear a mask even when they come into the dining hall. The requirement is that you wear a mask, while you're not actively eating. And so we remind students about that. And that's one of the most important things to help, prevent the spread. We're encouraging students now to limit their time in the dining facilities, hoping that in respect of the needs of other students, that by limiting, they can get in and get out in a timely fashion. We've reduced seating in our dining facilities, and our largest one on campus, Lenora Hall, we've taken 400 seats out of the dining facility, which equates to close to 30%. And we did that to space out the seats as much as we could. But lately we've added more outdoor seating areas as well, which kind of coincides with the beautiful weather that we've had the last few days, and will help encourage students to dine outdoors whenever possible. Early on in the pandemic, we developed mobile food ordering applications and meal delivery programs, and we're maintaining those and trying to promote those. So students don't even have to come into the dining hall to get their food if necessary. And along those lines, we've added food trucks around campus, additional food trucks. We've always done a few. And we're still looking at more.
Yeah, I definitely want to get back to the food trucks in a second. You mentioned the canopies. That's probably something that folks on the campus community or folks walking around UNC might notice outside that's really different. Those just got added, I think it feels like maybe a couple days ago. Where can people find them? Can you describe them?
Yeah, so there's actually, if you go to the UNC website, there's a map that you can find that shows where you can pick up masks and where you can find outdoor dining facilities. But we've tried to locate the outdoor seating areas close to where people are typically getting their food. The more convenient it is, the more people utilize it. And as you're probably well aware, this time of the year, people will eat outside anyway. We've got beautiful walls and lawns and such that people take advantage of. But early on in the pandemic, we started adding some canopy so that we could have them covered. And we've just added six more over this last weekend.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. And I imagine just helps get folks outside, as you said, kind of take advantage of the really nice weather. Is the plan for those to be up all year round? Do you think that they're kind of chiefly like a fall option, or is auxiliary services, Carolina Dining Services, hoping that this can be something that students could use the entire year?
So it looks like we'll be able to use them for the entire year, being that they're tents, they're considered a temporary status, but we've applied for the ability to use those all year long. And I think the students, we're encouraged by how the students are actually using them.
Well, that's definitely good to hear. We're speaking with Scott Myers, who's the director of auxiliary services at UNC, which helps. It is in charge of things like Carolina Dining Services. And we're talking about some different options and some of the updates that have happened to dining on campus during the last couple of months, obviously, as we are still seeing the spread of COVID-19. And Scott, I'm curious, what sort of feedback did your department, did Carolina Services get after last spring when it was a pretty limited amount of folks on campus, but people eating in the dining halls, and as well, some feedback probably in the first few days of this fall semester as way more people have come back and we're also seeing some changes happening now with the Delta variant.
Sure. So last spring, I think since the fall of 2020 got people conditioned to what to expect, the spring was pretty routine, I think, for the students that were still on campus. Remember, we had a depopulated campus on campus, and so this fall we actually talk amongst each other that we're really looking at 2 years worth of students enjoying their first year experience as people came back to campus and they did in-person classes. So the outdoor areas and the food trucks and just providing more options for people, help spread them around, I think is advantageous to supporting that.
How challenging is it to balance public health in places like dining halls? We know that they're a pretty good resource for UNC during normal times. They're a massive gathering spot from, morning all the way to the evening. And we know that people need to eat. So how tough is it to has it been to kind of adapt and try and work around when we know that that is still going to be a place that students kind of head to and often congregate?
Right. Well, I mean, first and foremost, we listen to and follow the advice of public health experts, most formidably our local health departments. And so that is extremely helpful to us. But we take a number of safety precautions and train our staff and work with the students. And I think, the students are cognizant that, that they need to be participants in making this happen. I think they're all looking for this on-campus experience, and, they don't want it to end.
Yeah, absolutely. And I imagine, too, that some of those public safety steps, of course, you're trying to prevent any sort of spread within the student population of COVID-19, but also try and keep the CDS workers safe, too, because those people, I know they are unsung heroes of the UNC staff.
They are, much like your first responders or your grocery store workers. We're relying on the food service staff to really make all this work. And they've been tremendous. And they're following the mask policy just like everybody else. They're following the campus vaccination or get tested requirements. So they're doing their part. And they are the unsung heroes, I think.
We're speaking with Scott Myers, who is the director of auxiliary services at UNC, about some dining updates and changes that have happened on campus over the last few months and really over the last year. And Scott, you mentioned kind of food trucks being a little bit more present and being even more of an option for students to go to. How did partnerships with those food trucks come about? Are they small businesses? What kind of trucks are they?
So food trucks on campus have been kind of an evolution for the last few years as food trucks have become more popular, countrywide. And so I think we got some experience coming into COVID, and then, last fall, we basically, started reaching out and getting more trucks added to an approved list. So, our dining folks will actually, interview the trucks and make sure that they fit the university's needs and safety requirements and that sort of thing. And so they've been really good about getting an approved list of trucks that they can actually call upon to, at any time. And, I'm sure, it's logical to your listeners that, food trucks are, pretty much go by a schedule where they try and, get the most business that they can. And so we try and work a rotation of trucks into whatever locations we have. And so we're amping that up now. We've added a couple food trucks outside the main dining hall near the pit, if you're familiar with that. And we're planning on adding a couple more in some strategic areas. We've been maintaining a couple trucks on the other side of campus in the health affairs area and in the South Campus residence area.
Well, it seems like just another way to help kind of build that campus community and culture to bring those in. It sounds like a really neat idea. Scott, we've got to begin to wrap up here, but is there anything else that you think our listeners here on the radio and the UNC community should know about dining options on campus and kind of public health and how all of that plays together?
Just that, you know, I mean, everybody does their part. Even visitors that come to campus are expected to, you know, wear their mask and try and respect people's personal space. You know, limit your time in the dining halls and try and take advantage of the beautiful outdoors that we offer on campus.
Well, if you want to check out more, you can always check out Carolina Dining Services online. And Scott Myers, Director of Auxiliary Services for Carolina, thanks so much for taking the time to share some details on these changes.
Thanks, Brighton.